Miller. It's our first meeting of 2019. Welcome.
It's good to see you.
We'll get right into it. We will start by approving the minutes from December 3rd.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion on the minutes? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We will, we have Tom Cajun with us tonight. I'm sure you want to...
I collected all the surveys.
Okay.
Of adolescent drug use in federal, state, and our county. And our county is, the surveys indicate that our high school students are using marijuana quite a lot more than anybody else in our. All the data is there. There's links to the full reports if you want them. I gave it to Benny and Jay. But we seem to be like 15 to 20 points above the national average of marijuana use with our seniors, and approximately the same thing with what they say is, let's see. One survey is initial use, any time you trying it once. And the second one is, have you used within the last 30 days, which is indicative of more than once use. So that's the survey before you. The only thing I would suggest is you call OASIS and find out what they think about the problem.
Thank you.
The energy drinks is pretty high, and so is the alcohol.
Go back out. Go back
into
it.
If you look at our youth arrest record, it's through the roof. That's the last page.
And these statistics were from where?
The national is monitoring the future. The state is prevention survey. OASIS runs it, and so is the Ulster County is the Ulster County Prevention Council, run by Family Services of the Hudson Valley.
Okay.
So just in response to this, I would just say that the Healthy Ulster Council has been tracking these kinds of results, and having regular presentations from the Ulster Prevention Council. So I can take this compilation back to them. And
sure.
We're actively working in multiple realms to address addiction, both opioid addiction, but I've also been asking for a look at addictive agents based on their addictive potential. And marijuana is low in its addictive potential. It does have the harmful effects, some of which Tom has documented here. Different cuts and different ways of parsing the information may be helpful in illuminating ways to address the problem. And also the question of legality and whether that has any impact on use, either positive or negative. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a really critically important topic for us. I appreciate you're bringing the information, and like to digest this and then maybe bring it up either next month or
sure.
down
no,
the
definitely.
Road.
I think that's
also, I'm pitching it to the media as well. So.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Just
great.
I know, but I'll really ask a
question through the chair.
Sure. Absolutely.
How do you think with the pending legalization of marijuana, either as a recreational drug or medicinal purposes, how is that going to impact the already high usage with our teenagers then? And is that something we should be concerned about?
I don't think anybody knows. I mean, we know that prohibition did not change the use of alcohol. I am skeptical that illegality stops any usage. The best programs that I know of that actually reduce usage of narcotics and opioids are programs that bring people in for medical care and treatment. that model doesn't hold, I don't think, for marijuana and young people, because they're not usually sick with it. It's in the same way. They're not missing a job, although they may be missing school. So I think we need to be creative in our look at it, and maybe the legalization opens up some opportunities for conversations.
Mm. There's got to be some statistics out there now that it has become legal around
in some places,
around the country.
In the states that it's legal, they said that it didn't increase the number of people trying it, but it did increase the amount of usage and the ones that do it frequently.
That continue to use.
Mm.
Mr. Chairman, certainly under the current framework that's being discussed in our body, this, as a matter of public policy, this legislative body can bring a resolution and ban the sale of legalized adult marijuana in Ulster County if that was the case.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And forego the revenue that would be associated with it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're looking at substantial revenues, which is, you know, why everybody's doing the Snoopy dance right now.
Right.
Well, and there are different opinions on the Ulster Healthy Ulster Council. There are people who are in the health field who are very upset by the notion that the legalization will make this problem worse. And then there are others, like myself, who feel that the problem is worse because we have not given young people the information that will motivate them not to. I think trying these compounds is something we'll never stop, and I'm not sure we should. But how do you keep somebody from using them in a way that affects their grades, their health, their ability to find or keep a job, their relationships, their future memory and cognitive capacities? Because all of those things can be negatively impacted by the marijuana, just like any of the other currently illegal recreational drugs.
As far as it, from the addictive perspective, it's somewhat subjective, because something can be, anything that gives you pleasure could potentially be addictive. Now, and I guess there's a difference if it's physiologically addictive, you know, if your body becomes dependent on it. So,
and I guess think genetics would then come into play with some people.
Right.
Across the board, nicotine and cocaine are very, very highly addictive in that physical sense. And the other agents, including alcohol, are much less so. But we have problems from alcohol and other less addictive compounds. And again, legality isn't, to me, always the most important factor in determining whether or not we have have usage that is problematic.
Sure. Yeah, I guess there's got to be studies out there, even as far back as the Netherlands and their approach to it. And I just don't know if that's the ideal way to go about it. But
there's
definitely
Colorado and Oregon.
Oh, and all those. Well,
now that we have a couple of years, that might be more relevant to us than in the Netherlands. They have a whole different culture and social networks.
Sure. But at the same time, it goes back. I don't even know how long things have been legal. Actually, I don't even think it's legal over there. I think it's just it's decriminalized.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the same here too, as well, right? Because it's still classified on federal level as a narcotic, but given state rights, then they had the opportunity whether to allow it or not. So,
which is why Massachusetts did not recommend that it be called a recreational drug. They were looking at decriminalizing it, but not making it recreational.
Right.
So. Or they did, but they regretted it, so.
Okay. Well, thank you for the information.
Thank you.
Just that our kids are using even more than the kids that were, it's legal.
That's right, passage, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the state, not talking about anybody else. Ulster County got a big problem.
Just one word about statistics like that. I'd like to look. You can get that much difference by differences in the way you present the survey. electronic surveys, for example, get much higher usage rates because it appears that teenagers especially tell the truth to a computer, but they won't to a person sitting in front of them or a piece of paper.
Sure.
And that's been studied. And the way the question is asked, the social setting, you can get pretty big variations. So I would just have a caveat that we might or might not. There are some statistics that rural communities and especially impoverished communities do have more drug use across the board. So so these may be accurate. And then we have to address those features as we're trying to address the problem.
All righty. We will move on.
I just wanted to address, I'm going to try to go to at least the first meeting of every standing committee this month. And I have a little bit different of a revision for the audit committee, and I'm just going to give you a 90-second spiel. So over the past couple of years, and I've spoken at length with Hector and Chairman Blundell's about this. Through the last couple of years, we had started with $100,000 in the budget for any study that the legislature deemed beneficial to the county. And what ended up happening over the last couple of years is it really didn't get used. I think we may have done one study last year. What was happening was the audit committee, in addition to choosing the firm for our budget look, was kind of trying to spitfire, come up with ideas for audits in the audit committee. I think a better approach is as the different standing committees come across subjects or topics during debate or study or looking at contracts, and you say, wow, we could use a look into this. You could pass that along to the audit committee, and then we could do the legwork, come up with the logistics, the possible firms that would look into something like this, some examples of studies like this, compile cost, what kind of information we're going to need to gather, and depending on the committee would be. So I just want to throw it out early on. If you guys come up with anything, you can send it off. I don't know. I mean, we can talk as an entire body. I mean, I think it makes more sense rather than somebody, a single legislator, emailing us over in the audit committee, maybe a vote on the standing committees. And then if you guys come, I'm sure there's some things that'll come out of energy and environment or could potentially. I'm sure this is one of the department, something could come out of DPW, certainly law enforcement. There's been talk about different looks through the last year into things.
I think what I am going to be, my goal this year is to take a real good look at the finances and see how we can improve programs, but cut back on expenses. And you know, last year I didn't get the chance to do it. I had gotten some information, but it was about the consortium for healthcare. Which would include the municipalities and possibly the schools.
I think there's a lot of different approaches to that. Obviously, everybody knows about Tompkins County. Otsego has started to do things, and there's different ways to do that. Otsego has set it up, I believe. I'd have to look into it again, but I believe they set it up where they've let their municipalities, their county, into a pool that they kind of oversee, but it's not connected to the county pool in the same way I believe Tompkins County is. That's something that would be interesting to go if you guys decided that was something. Maybe there were supervisors. I know at one point Mr. Quigley, I think, was looking for a study or at least an honest open conversation into that topic. And that'd be really interesting to take a look into that. You know, we might end up coming back and say, you know, we can compile numbers ourselves. We need them. I think I've talked to I think somebody from the executive's office has mentioned that we need numbers from the municipalities to kind of crunch that ourselves and see what we come up with. But I'm sure there's probably firms that specialize in that. But we may not come back to you with a study or a firm that would do the study. We may come back to you with a different kind of solution after we do our due diligence on it. But that would be the kind of thing that I would be excited to look into as in the audit committee. That's all I got. So just keep it in mind as things come
up. Yeah. That's a good idea.
So if you're looking for us to vote on what we want to do, that do we want to do that now?
So if you have something in mind,
that particular.
I think you should wait and see what comes up.
Yeah, unless
over
there's
the course
any,
of
it
work.
Could, look, it could be that vague. I mean, if you guys, yeah. Where this is, you know, and it's this approach is in it. I ran it by Tracy and Hector, and Hector was really. They were both very supportive of that approach, and Hector said that, you know, they really had a hard time getting things. They basically just kind of debated over, you know, people were throwing different ideas out, they debate, but having it come from a committee and saying, hey, this is, you know, and why don't you take a look into this, suddenly the debate's over. Now we're just looking into what our options are, and then we report it back to you guys. We have the money there for studies. I'm going to go check with Vicki how much is left. I don't think we put another 100,000 in. Ken could probably help us with that this year, if you recall that in the budget. But we had put 100,000 in. I think we finally used a little bit last year, but I'm under the impression it carried over. We still have, we still have the ability to go out and do a study. But the money is there. And Hector thought it was a great idea and thought it would have been much more effective to have that approach the last couple of years in the audit committee. And it can be something that vague where, you know what, it's been brought up. What do you guys think? You know, the audit committee is as needed, so it would be a meeting that we would only be looking, you know, we take an hour to come up with what we have to do to look into this and then start doing it. And then we'd report back. But it could be something as... You know, it doesn't have to be very specific. That's where I come in. This is something that's been brought up before, using Laura's example, letting municipalities enter a pool connected to or completely the same as the county pool would be something that I would, I think that'd be pretty interesting to dive into. And it could be that vague. If you guys decide as a committee, hey, take a look and tell us what you think. You know, this is a big topic around the state that you bring up, Laura, that there are more and more counties looking into this type of thing. And it's interesting how Estego did it, where they didn't even let us into the county pool. They're overseeing it. It saved their municipalities money.
Mr. Chairman, yep. Certainly it's a great topic to talk about. Maybe, you know, before you spend any money, I might want to recommend that. You know, we've done a lot of work on this in the past and a lot of research. There's two sections of state insurance law that make it very hard for us to accomplish this type of a healthcare pool. One, you need to have at least 2,000 participants, covered lives, in such a pool. That would require the participation of the City of Kingston with us. City of Kingston has specific labor contracts that require that they get NYSHIP. Like, that's the state health insurance plan, is a different standard. They would have to negotiate with their bargaining unit, so it's a huge impediment. You also have a section of state law that requires that smaller municipalities of less, I believe it's, don't quote me on it, but like less than 100 employees have to, can't participate in a stop loss plan. So been well researched. The Association of Counties advances a resolution seeking for those changes in state law, and that might be something you might want to take a look at if you're serious about consideration. Then you're also going to have that final part of the analysis is sometimes to do an initiative will cost the county more while others are saving money. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, do you want to raise county property taxes to provide this type of a opportunity for towns in the City of Kingston? So, yeah, there are, we've done a lot of work. It's something that's been looked at seriously for many, many years. It's a large body of work, both through our finance department, through personnel. We've been extensively discussed through various shared services efforts over the years. So, you might want to have before you spend money on something, know that a lot of work's already been done by the administration.
Sure.
I'm not.
So that was what I was going to suggest. Though, that right. You know, this wasn't on the agenda at all. This audit stuff, and then the consortium, which I think is an important topic for us to discuss. I think we need a presentation on what it be before we say that we want something sent to a group that's not constituted with people who actually are interested in and have experience and knowledge of the subject.
Absolutely.
So, I think it's a great idea for a future. Yeah, agenda item.
Just to finish, I know that we had conversations about a stop loss consortium. So, where we may have limitations with regard to partnering with smaller sub municipalities in a county, so what is the opportunity on a more statewide picture And that's where that stop loss pool was out there. And again, Tompkins being such a large player, having them step aside makes it hard for a lot of people. So again,
are they the ones that have one town? Don't you have there's some counties that only have one town? Is that one of them? Because then essentially the whole county is.
Tompkins is a different place, and they were able to pull. They have you ever heard of MEGA, the Municipal Electric and Gas Alliance? They've led a lot of these statewide consortiums in the past. We purchase energy through that MEGA consortium from time to time, and again, it's Tompkins is forward thinking and has led some of that. They have a good working relationship with the municipalities. Again, we've struggled with some of our larger municipalities either don't want to put their future in someone else's hands, and or while they might be in interest, they have things in their collective bargaining agreements that make it really hard for them to partner in any sufficient way. So,
Jeff?
I'll do my due diligence. I'll just remind everyone, I would never, if you guys asked the audit committee to take a look into options, one of the first people I'm going to talk to is the deputy executive. I that would all be included and trusted, but verified everything that was just said. We've had some moments in ways and means and some other meetings where there were different thoughts on things. It sounded pretty final the first time I heard them, but turned out not to be. So I'll do my due diligence, and I would never get a recommendation for a look-see into a possible study and then ever try to order the study. This is all going to be voted on, but it's all going to be, the options would all be given back to you. And I wouldn't give them back until I then ran my findings. I'm going to do my due diligence. So if you guys decide to go that direction, I'd love to take a look. And I would be talking to Tompkins and Otsego and some other counties. It'd be a big look.
Okay.
And also, I believe the county controller's office has done a lot of work. And they're working with the Albany County Controller and others to advance ideas of a consortium as well, too. So you might want to gather his input. This really is in his bailiwick. So you might want to talk to him as well.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Thanks.
There you go. Alrighty. We'll move into resolutions.
That's good. So the first resolution is the first of several dealing with confirmation of appointments of members to the Community Services Board. So if we're going to have general conversation, I'd be happy to participate in that, but I would recuse myself on the first resolution. Member being nominated as the CEO of an agency that I have a family member connected with.
Okay, sure.
So I don't know if there's anything we need to say about them as a group.
You want to block them together?
Except for that one.
Except for that one, okay.
Yeah, or block them together and mark me as recused on that.
Yeah.
And I would make a motion for the blocking of resolution number 5, 9, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And should we do 13 and 14? Those are for the subcommittees. 13.
Yeah.
Yep.
And 12. Mm-hmm. So I'll make that motion.
Second.
All right. Discussion on the block. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, on the block, and then on the resolutions.
And then on the resolutions. Discussion.
They're all good.
Yeah,
the resolution, 4-0.
Since I'm going to recuse, if somebody else will move them.
I'll move it.
Second.
Yeah, all right. All in favor?
Aye. On all of them except 5, where I abstain.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Right.
Yeah, that was 5, 8, 9, and
all the way up to
everyone up to 13 or not?
Yeah.
No. I think we.
What is 13, St. Barbara?
Didn't we have 4? Oh, yeah. No. Okay.
Yeah, it's up to 8.
It's not all. There's some numbers are missing because we go from 5 to 8.
Okay.
So. But so it's 5 and then 8 through 13.
That's right.
I think 6 was appointing legislator Haynes to the Fish and Wildlife Board, if I remember.
It doesn't even apply. So
we are on, what is that, 39?
So now we're on 29.
All right, resolution 29. All right. Resolution 29, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $6,000 with the Catholic Charities of Arnsfeld in Ulster. Move.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion.
Another great organization.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're moving on that. All right, resolution 30, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 with the family of Woodstock.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Carry. What is it? 39. Resolution 39, amending the Ulster County budget to accept the allocation of funds from the National Center on Child Abuse and Neglect to enhance the Family Assessment Response Program. Move for discussion.
I'll move it.
Second. Second.
Second.
From Mary.
Oh, Mary.
Mm-hmm. Sorry,
she's quiet.
Yeah. Discussion.
This was number 39.
39.
Okay. Just, since we're getting additional funds, I mean, I think it would actually save the county money if we had more caseworkers. And because we hired another 3 people last year, or created positions or had funding that could sustain their employment.
$4,752.
That's it. That's not enough for another person, is it? Okay. Mm-mm. Alrighty.
I think I spent more processing resolution.
Yeah, probably.
Alright.
But we appreciate it.
Good thought, though. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Alright.
Scroll back down to the dollar amounts and before I ask questions.
Yeah, there's one in here that's $300.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to...
It's a safe harbor.
I cringe when I process it.
Yeah.
Resolution 40, amending the budget to accept an additional allocation of funds from the New York State Office of Children and Family Services to continue the Safe Harbor program. Move for discussion.
Move it.
Second.
Second. Discussion.
Do we have any numbers on this as far as participants?
I would suggest, if you're interested, I would love to invite over the commissioner and the team to actually have you have an understanding of the Safe Harbor program.
Oh, cool, yeah.
Because I think it's something where not only has Ulster County been in a leadership role, but I think that we're creating an amazing result. I mean, when people think about human trafficking, they often think of the movies and people, transmitting people across lines. This is more devious. This is, where you may have a young person who has run away from home, maybe end up in a foster care situation where they're being sold for rent or sold for other, and we have some very, very poignant examples that we can share that I think would be eye-opening to the members of the committee.
Is that part of the annual report the legislature gets every year? Mm-hmm. So that should be coming up anytime now.
I think that all of you would find it valuable.
Okay,
half an hour of your time to have.
Sure. Yeah.
As soon as that report comes in, I'll share it.
Okay.
Because, it was a little bit difficult for me actually to comprehend because, again, I'm thinking of all these crazy movies like Taken or whatever. And I think one of the questions
which
I had
which is part of it, but it's not what we're going to see.
Yeah.
Again, I think you'll be shocked to see some of the particular items that we're dealing with and, these funds give us the opportunity to pull together a multi-disciplinary
team. She came to our meeting last year.
And develop strategies.
Young girl.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Very
I can't think of her name.
Tragic crimes that happen. Not just in our community, but across
the state.
What are we on? What are we on?
We're on that. Well, we have to vote on 40.
Does this impact the predators as well? The ones who are contacting minors through social media or even families?
To the extent they're being exploited.
Okay. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Resolution 41, amending the budget to accept an allocation of bonus funds from the New York State Office Temporary and Disability Insurance to enhance the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Move it.
I'll move it.
Second. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I think my only question would have been, we can't increase the threshold because it's set by state guidelines.
Correct.
Because if you have the additional funds coming in, it would be nice to include more of the undocumented poor.
So these are not funds to be used for
just for professional
benefits. So quite frankly, we're getting these extra dollars because we did a good job. So when they did an audit of our program in 2015, we had a significantly high payment accuracy and we're able to demonstrate a continued success. So we're allocating these funds. The bulk of these funds will be used to provide computer terminals in all our interview rooms and really help us modernize our process. I believe we're going to allocate some additional funds. Actually, I talked about this during the budget. You folks had advanced some funds, legislative program dollars, to provide additional dollars to community action. I had told the committee at the time that I didn't think those funds were necessary because I knew these funds were coming. So we're going to provide some funds to further their outreach on HEAP. It's one of the things we contracted them for. So, so again, most of this is going to go into, into hardware and enhancements for our workspace where we interview the public. And then there's some funds to expand outreach in the various sites around the county.
It's really nice that the department qualified for this additional award.
All right.
42.
I think we already voted on it, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. Yeah, 42.
Authorizing
the chair of the legislature to execute a contract with the New York State Department of Health to continue the rabies program.
I would like to move this.
I feel rabid.
Whenever I have to deal with it, I want to be prepared.
Second? You got a second?
Julius?
All right. Discussion?
I've actually been involved in the treatment of rabies. I just
really
want you to know. Yes.
Okay.
I'll tell you the story sometime. No, it was not. It was when I was doing my residency out in San Francisco, which was a national and international center for rabies information. Mm-hmm. And so I helped participate in the treatment of a woman who was bitten by a rabid wolf in Nepal.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
And as far as we know, she got the immune globulin and survived.
Wow. Wow. But I don't think you survived.
Yeah. So,
just get bit by a wolf in general.
Right. You're right. It was one of the most exciting phone calls I ever had in my residency.
Now,
rabies, cool. I'll be
is
okay.
That a series of injections in your abdomen? Or
yes. Yes, and they used to be extremely painful because they were made from immunoglobulin from other animals, and so you got an allergic reaction in addition to the injection. Now we can both obtain human immunoglobulin against rabies and also manufacture it through genetic engineering. So we can build this protein. But it's not very stable, and so you need to have it around. You have to bring it in again and again, and there are of course rabies vaccines. So perhaps if you're traveling in the wild areas of some of these foreign countries, you could even have rabies vaccine ahead of time, and then you were protected.
Interesting.
A lot of these salads are used for essentially prevention and identification of potential rabies.
Sure.
A lot of this is to immunize animals so that they don't transmit it to humans after they might have encountered a wild animal.
Yeah.
Do they do local rabies clinics? Or I thought that was all not-for-profits that did that.
This supports it says.
We do this annually, right? It's annually.
It's core mission of the department.
Right.
It probably goes to...
Because it's come through here for us.
Some of these clinics.
Okay. No, we do support rabies clinics. We support work at the SPCA. We give in fact, all the feral cat work that we do is in furtherance of this mission of dealing with rabies.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Yep. Resolution 43 authorizes the Commissioner of Health to sign an annual renewal, provide prior agreement with and profile with the New York State Department of Health to continue participation in the Vaccines for Children program.
And I will move that one as well.
Yeah.
upset with that one.
Okay.
I have to say, when I started having kids, I was poor and uninsured, and I utilized all of the county programs, and they were wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you remember which ones I'm supposed to work using?
Mm-hmm.
44. Yeah, I thought
that's the next one.
Yep.
There. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Resolution 44, amending the budget to accept increased funding from the New York State Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Service for minimum wage cost of living adjustment.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to recuse myself from this vote.
Okay. Well, move it.
Discussion.
Can I move?
I'll move.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Second?
I'll second it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Discussion?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm opposed. Oh. I really wish we could separate out some of these other agencies.
Okay. Resolution 45. Is authorizing the chair of the legislature to execute a contract with the New York State Office of Alcohol and Substance Abuse Services.
Oops. I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion.
I'm just looking to see if that same organization is in here. Is RSS in this one too, Ken?
I don't know. I know the first one they are, but I'm not sure about this one.
I don't see them in this
What's
one.
What's the question?
Is RSS. It's RSS in this one.
Did you see that one?
Yeah.
I think it's...
That helps.
On the top.
Rehabilitation support services.
Yeah,
it's on page 110.
Page 110 of the package.
Yeah. Say it's right.
Isn't that 40?
Here's the backup. We're in the hard copy. If you want to look.
Is this? On resolution 44, though?
Yeah.
I think we're on 45 now.
Yep.
It doesn't say.
We're on 45.
Yeah, I don't see it on
45. 40, 46.
We're on 45.
We're on 45.
Oh, 45.
I
we just have to vote.
Say right. Yes on this one. If I find them poking around in there, I'll.
And 45 is everybody.
Okay. I can always change it. Because I don't see them on here.
All right, well, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Resolution 46, amending the budget to accept increased funding from the New York State Office of Mental Health for minimum wage adjustments.
I'll move it.
Second. Okay.
Discussion? Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Resolution 47. That's amending the budget to accept increased funding from the New York State Office of Mental Health for Gateway Community Industries.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to recuse myself on this resolution.
Move for discussion.
I'll move it.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
One abstention.
I believe this is the bulk of the Gateway contracts.
It's all right. I'm very happy whenever they come through because it means that that these good programs are getting funded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any new business? Any old business?
Is it okay if I move forward with you know, going through you, but I am interested in taking a look at a couple of the other programs that we oversee. The homelessness you know, availability of affordable housing and, you know, health and mental health are a big deal.
Of course.
And, you know, I think we could find ways to save money, but also improve the programs. You know, and one thing I've brought up a couple of times is I truly believe we need more people in social services to actually go out and be caseworkers and knock on doors, you know, and make sure that availability of other programs and education goes out. Catholic Charities does it. They do it through budgeting. Mm-hmm. And they make sure that there's food, and here's how you cook food, and here's other assistance you could get. But, you know, also to make sure that there's not 15 people living in the house, or there actually are where they're supposed to be. But I don't know how you'd like me to move forward with that. Can I put together a work plan and then get it to you? And
sure.
You can say, well,
this is
crazy, or we'll talk about it in May, or...
Yeah.
Well, would it make sense to start with a list of the topics and then have presentations from the departments on, because we talked last year that we like having people come, and if we have a different person each month, maybe if we gave Ken a list, he could see where people's schedule.
I think homelessness is a huge problem in Ulster County. I'd love to really have an honest conversation about it. I think that we've just approved contracts tonight to fund a warming center that I wish we didn't need, to increase funding for the Darmstadt and Family Inn, which are two main homeless shelters, substantially because of the increased demand and caseload. With regard to affordable housing, I don't know that that's a conversation with the Department of Social Services. That's a bigger philosophical issue. I know that you have local laws before you this month dealing with the topic of Airbnb. Mm-hmm. Which has further made it harder for us to house people that are of low income. In fact, we have approximately 200 families in hotel rooms right now, in addition to having full homeless shelters, which, again, we're blessed that we actually have an adult shelter, a single shelter, two runaway youth houses, and a domestic violence shelter. Most counties don't have that depth and level of resource. It's a struggle. I think that... when you understand that we have a basic apartment in Ulster County now that goes for well over $1,000 a month, and the shelter allowance provided to a recipient of public assistance is what, $444? It's nothing. And so I think that there's a lot of discussion. I don't see anything that deals with cost savings in any of those conversations. They're all about some significant investments, and I think that...
But if you're investing in the education, though, when I went to a criminal justice where they were looking at an alternative to incarceration, and education was one of the big ones. They said that decreased recidivism, at least, but...
Certainly homelessness is an issue.
Or a mental health issue.
I could identify funds right now to build lots of affordable housing. Supported affordable housing is what's really needed. I can't find partners in our municipalities. So certainly, if you all want to find your town supervisors and send them to me, I'll find the money and the developers. It's easy to do. It's finding the will and the desire to build affordable. And most people are homeless not because they're lazy or they don't get a job. It's because there are other things in their life. Usually it's mental health or it's drug addiction. They're limiting their ability to function, as we all do in society. Look at some of the projects that RUPCO has done here in the city of Kingston. That is called Controversy. The Almshouse is a great example. Again, it's not easy work. I'm happy to go for it and work with you on it. But again, it's going to take all of you getting your town officials here with me at the table. And again, it's doable. Mm-hmm. And the money's there to do it. The state and federal money, the developers that want to do that work. But again, getting through that local planning board. And in fact, the issue with RSS. Mm-hmm. And that's a great example. They were going to provide supported housing for people that have addiction, and your town did not want that facility.
Location for them. They don't seem to be interested in.
But again, so they're in litigation, right? So again, it's complicated. And
they're out of litigation. They have to resubmit, but we've landlocked it, so they're having trouble getting.
Which is another whole issue because we're investing in somebody's recovery, and. Throwing
but
them
it's
like
impacting neighborhoods.
But
which,
no, they're
to appreciate
difference.
The complexity.
Yeah.
I'm happy to have an honest conversation about any of the topics under the purview of the committee, but just be careful. There's no easy solutions to any of these things.
No, but there's always the unintended consequences.
And we also have to strike a balance between leveraging all the federal and state dollars you can with the reality that, you know, could you find two-thirds of your colleagues to come together to vote to override the property tax cap and raise taxes, right? So that's that balance. So, you know, you have to always try to find that balance. And we work to do that really hard. I'm really proud of the work of the department. There's some targeted things that we've been talking about and making some investments and finding new partnerships. This new partnership with Catholic Charities has dramatically improved our desire to do outreach at warming center basis. You know, in all honesty, warming center is an idea that we cooked up in our office. We executed it with a local church and their ministry, and we had some great success, but then we ran into problems where that ministry couldn't shut the door at 7 in the morning, so they would keep it open, and it attracted, you know, crime and other issues, so we had to then pay for security. And again, it turned into something that originally began. So luckily, and actually interestingly, the state of New York said, wow, that's really interesting what Ulster County is doing. No, every county's mandated to have them, right? So, mm-hmm. But the good news now is before, when we were doing it, funding it all with our own resources, mm-hmm. year one when they mandated it, they said, Ulster County, great job, there's no more money for you because you already pay for it, why do you want to supplant it? But luckily now, under the new regulations, so you can see that we're investing considerably more money than we used to, but we've actually developed a great partnership, both with Catholic Charities, who has a lot of expertise, not just in overseeing and managing programs, but also in identifying people's issues and then providing supports and the right connections. Mm-hmm. And I think our goal is not to have a warming center. We have about 15 people are using it consistently. Mm-hmm. Most of them, or I'm going to say probably all of them, don't want our services. They don't want to come to terms, because if you're to take our services, you got to come to terms with your addiction. Mm-hmm. Or you've got to follow our rules with regard to the people employment and other things. And so, yeah, that's the struggle. But again, we have trained people that are working to move the needle on that. And, it's complicated. Mm-hmm. But I'm happy to have any conversation and talk about it. And, okay, you should go see our homeless shelters. I was in the downtown family in last week. Mm-hmm. You know, how shocking for me to go into one of our homeless shelters.
See so many people.
And see a young woman vomiting, mm-hmm. who is likely pregnant and addicted, and she wasn't allowed in the hospital because she wasn't in recovery, she wasn't in withdrawal enough. So come back when you're sicker. Go do some dope. Like, this is what goes on.
Go get drunk.
Right, so, again, they're problems that are beyond the sphere of influence of Ulster County government. But the good news is that we have those facilities. We have a great partner in how we deliver it. I'm real comfortable. Again, the state of New York supervises those services. They audit it every year. We have a satisfactory rating, which is the best you can get from your scale. I know that, but it's not the long-term solution. I'll always have happy to talk about this, but I know the long-term solution will take a partnership by our towns and members of our community in a way that they're not willing to participate right now. You know, and the truth is you can't focus it all in one area. And then the reality is also we've been struggling lately with some very large families, single mother and seven kids who might live in Saugerties, but we can't find. So they have to go live in Big Indian or Highland.
Yeah, there's nothing.
And we literally have to transport those children to their schools. And the cost is unbelievable, but the law compels us and requires us to do it. So again, we're going to have a debate about Airbnb and, you know, what's the right approach to that this month. We got to put affordable housing into that conversation. Mm-hmm. Do we want to do something that washes our hands of it? You know, let's just take our money and run, or do we want to work with our towns to formulate policy and plans and provide them assistance, like Woodstock and Shandaken are doing, where you might, you know, better regulate it and not take all the housing stock out of the market because you can make more money with a short-term rental. So, again, Mr. Chairman, come up with a list. I love to give a good tour once in a while.
Yeah,
sounds good.
And then bring them. Yeah. And we can go over it and get on new business, and yeah, I think that'll be a good idea.
Are you ready for that motion?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's looking at me.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Good night, everybody.
Second.
Second.
All favor.
There's no second.
No second?
No.
Nobody
second?
Else wants to go?
Yeah, we'll go. I'll second it.
Okay, thanks.
I thought he did.
You want a second?
Oh, you did?
He was nodding. All favor. I think that counts.
All right, Julia's talent.
I
really didn't think about it.
Yeah.
So I wonder if there's any host community benefits that you might entice, because some towns just